Hello, we are 9th grade students from Aspen High School. We recently researched environmental issues and want you to help save our planet.
Hi, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Layla.
We are here today to talk to you about non-renewable energy.
Non-renewable energy is, as its name states, non-renewable. Fossil fuels are our main source of non-renewable energy. They are cheap to collect and a relatively effective way to produce energy. Unfortunately, fossil fuels tend to be harmful to our environment, occasionally releasing greenhouse gases when they are heated. Greenhouse gases are not bad in small quantities, but when we release a large amount into the atmosphere at once, it thickens our ozone layer. The ozone layer traps heat and pushes the advancement of climate change on. According to solar schools, over 70% of the energy used in industrial processes comes from non-renewable sources, while fossil fuels are also used for many household purposes.
Instead of using forms of energy that are harming our environment, we can use renewable energy. Renewable energy is things like geothermal, hydroelectric, wind, and solar power. According to the U.S. renewable energy industry, 18.3% of U.S.'s electricity capacity is renewable sources. To avoid using a lot of non-renewable energy, we could try to use less plastic because plastic is made with those oils. If we are able to, we can use solar or wind panels to power our houses and cars. We can also turn off lights in our houses when we don't need them on and change the light bulbs to ones that are more energy efficient. There are numerous ways to cut down our use of non-renewable energy.
All it takes is a little bit of effort.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Thanks for listening.